Lightning 100, that is back with Saw Lightning. I think maybe he was thinking of us when he wrote that song. Pretty good, pretty good. I like his new tune so much. This is Annie the Lightning River Queen. I'm broadcasting live from Bonnaroo 2019. Woo! Are you guys down here? Are you making your way down here? You should, because it is gorgeous. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And, man, I tell you what, it was like fall weather last night camping out there. I have Bridie Mons Watson. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, you did.
All right. She is better known as Soak, and she is here in the Lightning 100 studio at Bonnaroo with me. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, hydrated. making your radio rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, so first time at Bonnaroo, and what do you think so far?
I've seen a very small percentage of it, I think, but I like the noises that I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And it's very nice weather, so I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, that is good. Are you here all weekend or kind of in and out?
Just here today? Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot.
In and out. Yeah, it's cool.
Where are you headed after this?
We go to Chicago tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I love Chicago. Have you been?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, it's a great
really
town.
Nice there.
Especially right now. You got the lake and all. There's delicious restaurants. I mean, you're playing shows, but I hope you get to have a little fun. You're playing tonight on the Who stage at 7:15. So when you play, do you have a band? Like, what's your setup like? And sort of tell us about your sound if someone's never heard of you before.
Yeah, there's four of us on stage, me, Sophie, Tommy, and James. And our sound is very, I don't know, I can't really categorize it. It's kind of like indie pop, but also there's a bit of rock elements to it sometimes, and we dabble in a bit of everything, but it's very fun.
Oh yeah, it is very fun. I think that's the word I was going to use. it's fun, and which is perfect for Bonnaroo. And are you doing any other festivals this summer?
No, this is not in America.
Yeah,
we're just doing this, and then we're doing a couple of shows around the place.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna do some festivals in the UK and Europe.
Which ones are you doing over there?
Doing Glastonbury then this month.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah.
That's fun.
We're really excited about that.
Yeah. I used to live in Europe, and I almost went. Radiohead was playing Glastonbury, and like I ended up having to sell my ticket for it. But it was like that was like one of those like missed opportunities that I wish I would have gone. But like Glastonbury every year is an amazing lineup, so
yeah,
I'm sure you're excited.
Fail.
It never fails. Yeah, exactly. Even though it's like, you know, it's a lot, but it's worth it, right?
Yeah, big time.
And you're from Derry in Northern Ireland, and we were just talking before we came on the air about how that's up in the northwestern corner of Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
So tell us what goes on in Derry.
It's a cool place. I don't actually live there anymore, but it's one of the most friendly places, I think.
All the Irish people are friendly.
Yeah, they are. it's a pretty place. It's nice. People are very fun, and yeah, it's got a great music scene up there as well, so
and
it's
you've
good
been,
to chillin'.
Sorry, you've been writing music for a long time, and I know you wrote a lot of what you write is sort of not autobiographical, but like draws from your own life, and I really like that. There's an authenticity that comes through, and there I think people like kind of grab onto that. And have you seen that kind of with the shows that you're playing, where people have been like connecting on that sort of personal level?
Yeah. Our album came out in the start of June, and like every show we've played, people have just been singing the words back to us already. And
what's that feeling like?
It's cool. Like I don't know. I don't really expect much ever, so
yeah.
I'm constantly surprised, which is nice. And it's been good. People have been crying and stuff, which I mean, is good, I guess.
Yeah,
in a weird
way. I mean it's good. You know, like I mean, I'm sure that. I mean, music is such a personal thing for everyone, right? So if you see that you've connected with someone in a way that, like, draws tears out of their body, I mean, that has to feel...
That must be positive.
Yeah, exactly.
Success.
That's got to feel good. Well, we love your music here. And I know that one of the things... You've released three EPs kind of in the last, you know, 7-8 years or so.
Uh-huh.
And then your debut record, Before We Forgot How to Dream, mm-hmm. is out. Or coming out?
It's been out for a couple of years.
Been out for a couple of years.
Yeah.
and so that's when you're touring, and you've been able to open for Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah.
And Churches.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, I mean, I can't even imagine what that's been like.
It was cool. Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago. The last time we were in America, we did with the Lumineers. We were here
nice.
For 6 weeks.
Awesome.
And that was insane.
Yeah.
It was really cool, yeah.
I mean, they get big, pretty big crowds out.
Yeah,
huh?
We got to do Red Rocks.
Oh, wow. And, like, how was that?
Just crazy playing that many people. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Awesome. And Pepper is here in the studio with me, too, and she was she was commenting. I know you get a lot of comments about your tattoos, and I was reading about your goon tattoo, which yeah. I guess you said is like an Australian word or something.
Yeah. I went to Australia. First time I played in Australia, I was 17 or so. And yeah. I just thought it was really funny, the idea of goon. And
just the word?
Yeah, just put it on.
And what does it mean in Australian?
It means like a bag of wine.
Right.
And they have this game called the Goon of Fortune where they put it on a washing line and spin it. If you try and catch all the wine in your mouth. I thought that was cool. So.
Did you ever play?
I haven't played that exact game, but now every time I go to Australia, people bring bags of goon
no
to the
way.
Shows. And I've fed people from stage with them before.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Oh, cool. My gosh, that's maybe unexpected how that ended up.
Yeah, me too, but I like it.
That's awesome. Great, and I know you are a big advocate for gay rights, and it's Pride Month, so mm-hmm. just wanted to, like, see if there's anything special you're doing for that, and I know you're kind of an advocate for that anyway,
yeah.
but... Yeah,
I think I'm just kind of consistently trying to, I don't know, put the gay out there.
Yeah.
I come from a place that still doesn't have gay marriage, so I think it's very important to reflect back to Northern Ireland a lot of the time and just be like, this is dumb. Why can't we just all get along?
Yeah, and Ireland yeah. passed it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, down south.
Down south they did, yeah.
So I think a lot of people just assume that
it's everything, both.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
But Northern Ireland still doesn't have that yet.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Guys, take note.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, Soak is out here fighting the good fight and spreading the good word, and we're so happy to have you here. And make sure to catch her show on the Who stage. It is at 7:15 tonight, and break a leg out there.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us. I mean, thanks for coming out. Oh, my gosh.
It's a long day.
It's a long day. Thanks for coming to see us. And we're excited to see your show and sort of see everything that you do from here.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. We're going to play a Soak song now. This is Deja Vu on Lightning 100.